اللهم صل على محمد وآل محمد. اللهم صل على الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله على ما انعم الذي علم بالقلم علم الانسان ما لم يعلم. الصلاة والسلام على من بالحلم والجود والكرم زين الركن والمقام والزمزم اشرف ولد آدم حبيب اله العالم ابي القاسم مصطفى محمد. اللهم صل على محمد وآل و صل على اهل بيته الطيبين الطاهرين المعصومين سيما حجة ابن الحسن المهدي روحي و ارواح العالمين لتراب مقدمه الفدا. Respected علماء, brothers and sisters, السلام عليكم و رحمة الله. First of all, I would like to give my congratulation on this special occasion on anniversary of Mab'as of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. Also birthday of Quran, which the first verse of Quran revealed in this night or tomorrow. An occasion of anniversary of Mi'raj. One of the important events in Islam is Mab'ath. From the day which Rasulullah was appointed and raised up as prophet in Cave of Hira until the day which he passed away in Medina, it took 23 years. This 23 years, this period of time, regarded as the most part of history in Islam. And in this 23 years, Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam established the greatest religion and greatest government, which is unique in geographic scope, which is unique in depth of change, and also this religion is unique in stability. So I want to ask two questions and will try to answer those questions. The first question is how the prophets attract people to Islam, because any revolution when take place, the leader of revolution has some slogan to attract people, some target, some statement to invite people to put under its banner. What is the slogan of the revolution of Mab'as? What is the slogan of the revolution of the Prophet? Another question is, what is the achievement of the Mab'as? Because Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, 23 years, during 23 years, spread the message of Islam. If we want to look at the result of his message, at the result of his work after 23 years, what change happened in Islam, in early, actually, history of Islam? The question is important because we are living in this country. We would like to spread message of Islam. We want to invite other humanity, non-Muslim, to Islam. What was the message of Prophet when invite a lot of a hundred, a thousand of youth, of people at that time to Islam, while there was not any media, there was not any internet, there was not any magazine, and any newsletter, and nothing happened. And but Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam at that time, he spread the message of Islam and invited a lot of people to Islam. And when we consider the economic situation, the cultural situation, politics situation, and the situation of women, and situation of a slave before Mab'as and after Mab'as. After Mab'as, I mean during this 23 years. If we consider those time before Mab'as and 23 years after Mab'as, so we will understand what's happened, what's the result, what's the achievement of our beloved Prophet. I want to answer those questions that, as all of us know that, any revolution, any movement has a slogan. The revolution of the Mab'as, the revolution of the Prophet, has a special slogan. We name those slogans as the principle of Islam. The first one, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam, Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa ala Muhammad wa ajjal farajam. The first slogan was unity of God, based on kalimatul ikhlas, based on la ilaha illallah. This message actually was an announcement to the freedom of the humanity at that time. And Rasulullah told to the people, do not be a slave of anyone but Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Do not worship for idol, do not worship for king, for queen, for president, for leaders. Only consider yourself as the slave of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So this message in Islam consider as the announcement of Rasulullah for the freedom of the humanity. The second message of Rasulullah was about equality. Based on this verse of Quran said, قُلْ يَا أَهْلَ الْكِتَابِ تَعَالُوا إِلَىٰ كَلِمَةٍ سَوَاءٍ بَيْنَنَا وَبَيْنَكُمْ أَلَّا نَعْبُدُوا إِلَّا اللَّهِ وَنَا نُشْرِكْ به شيئا ولا يتخذ بعضنا بعضا اربابا من دون الله. This is message of peace from Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, oh our prophet, oh our messenger, tell to ahl al-kitab, tell to the people of books, to believers in Musa, in Isa, tell them, تعالوا إلى كلمة سواء بيننا وبينكم. Come to a common word between us and you. What is the common word? The common word is that Allah نعبد إلا الله. We will not worship no one but Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And then ولا نشرك به شيئا, will not take any partner to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. وَلَا يَتَّخِذْ بَعْضُنَا بَعْضًا أَرْبَابًا مِنْ دُونِ اللَّهِ, and do not take each other as Lord beside Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And also said, لَا فَضْلَ لِعَرَبِيًّا عَلَى الْأَجَمِي. There is no preference for Arab upon other races. And said that annas kulluhum min Adam wa Adam min turab. All of humanity came from Adam alayhi salam. And Adam min turab, and Adam came from dust, from soil. So we So there is no any preference from one race upon other race. The third message of Rasulullah, the third slogan of the Prophet was about justice. Based on this verse of Quran said, إِنَّ اللَّهِ يَأْمُرُ بِالْعَدْلِ وَالْإِحْسَانِ. Allah the Almighty, يَأْمُرُ, ask people, order people, بِالْعَدْلِ وَالْإِحْسَانِ, to justice and to do good, to goodness. And the another slogan of the Prophet was about avoiding from racism and tribalism. And said, إِنَّ أَكْرَمَكُمْ إِنَّ اللَّهِ أَتْقَاكُمْ. The best person in the sight of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the one who is most pious. Only this point, no race, no geographic place, no language, none of them can prefer someone upon others. And the another point, another slogan of the Prophet at the time of Bi'sat was about parents and about the family. Brothers and sisters, we know that the most important problem for all of the society, all of the countries, all of the religion about family. Rasulullah at the time of Bi'sat, in the beginning of Bi'sat, he actually mentioned very beautiful sentences, beautiful advices, beautiful recommendations about family. And there are more than 23 verses of Quran which recommend, which ask children to respect their father and mother. I want to ask you how many times we recommend Allah to our children. Allah more than 23 times ask our children to respect Allah, to respect their parents. How many times we ask our children to respect Allah, to worship Allah, to make yourself in the way of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, to recite book of Allah, to follow religion of Allah. And said, وَبِالْوَالِدَيْنِ إِحْسَانَ. And then about the family, this is important verse in Quran, said, هُنَّ لِبَاسٌ لَكُمْ وَأَنْتُمْ لِبَاسٌ لَهُنَّ. Take care each other, cover each other. هُنَّ لِبَاسٌ لَكُمْ. They are like clothes, like garment for them, and you are a garment for them. To woman first and then to man, to wives and husband. Because stability of family, actually the result of stability of family is stability of society. If we educate, if we train our children in the smallest society, in our family, so we will have a actually trained and educated society. And so, if you want to answer to second question, what was the achievement of the Bi'sat of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam? After 23 years, when we consider the actually prophecy of Rasulullah, you will understand that Rasulullah removed worship of idol and replaced worship of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And also Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam stopped loan usury and replaced Qardul Hasanah, the Islamic loan. After death of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, after Bi'sat of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, women and girls were rescued from being buried alive, and they reached to a high spiritual position. This is the result of Bi'sat of Rasulullah. And the another one which is very important is during this years, 23 years, because 10 years Rasulullah was living in Mecca, 13 years. And 10 years, during these 10 years, establish Islamic countries with new systems. And then Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam legislate in all aspects of law and regulation and laws about the actually land, about ownership, about actually business, about trade, about inheritance, about marriage, about divorce, about judgment. This is important when we look at our, for example, parliament in our countries, when they want to legislate, only one regulation, they will actually take, for example, 2-3 years. I remember the new trade law of Iran, more than 6 years, the parliaments work on it hard. They want to legislate and actually bring out the new legislation more than 6 years, but still remain in the parliament. How Prophet change all of actually laws, all of regulation, when he didn't actually have any experience in this case, in these terms. And the most important blessing of Allah is Rasulullah during this 23 years completed Quran and left for us. There is the Quran is the actually constitution of humanity for ever until the day of judgment. So how can believe that a person who lived in such a country, the country was actually at the time of ignorant. Rasulullah at that time, without any satellite, without any magazine, without any newsletter, without any radio, television, even microphone, he actually expanded the border of the Islamic countries and invited thousands of people to Islam, and Rasulullah changed the environment of Medina, of Mecca, and all of the Islamic countries, and changed their culture. And after 14th century of Mab'as of Rasulullah, there are a lot of mu'mineen in Islam in everywhere. Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa ala Muhammad. And his religion is the second largest religion in the world. So we should thank in this night Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for Mab'as, for blessing, for his special blessing of the Prophet of the Muhammad Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Allahumma salli ala Muhammad. And we still actually waiting for the continuation of this greatest revolution by the reappearance of the Imam Zaman Ajallallahu Ta'ala Farajahu Sharif. Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa ala Muhammad. Hope Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us opportunity to spread message of Islam. Allahumma ajjal li waliyyika al-faraj wal 'afiyata wan nasr waj'alna min ansarihi wa abanihi. Allahumma ighfir lil mu'minina wal mu'minat al ahya'i minhum wal amwat. Allahumma ihfiz thawratana al islamiyyah wa qa'idana wa salli ala Muhammadin wa ali Muhammad.